Welcome to All in the Stars with famous astrologer Hassan Jaffer. I'm your host, me, Ingrid. Hello, Hassan.
Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Oh, we had such a nice breakfast television last week, and we had quite a few different shows, actually. I was, we want to comment about some of the events that are happening, you know, there are quite a few things happening, you know, and I'm glad that you, from the time that you've come on board, we're talking about less about politics and more about movie stars and all of that, yeah.
I'm not crazy about politics, but then I have to be honest with you.
I know, yeah. Actually, it's so, such a difference in politicians and the public.
It's true, it's true.
Like if you go to Iran, everybody wears all these American jeans and all that. Like someone,
Hassan, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
We're live with Hassan. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi there, Jacqueline.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Can you talk into the phone?
Yes, it's Jacqueline calling.
Jacqueline. And Jacqueline, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Whitby, Ontario.
Whitby, Ontario. Very nice. How are you tonight?
I'm not too bad.
Good. And your birthday would be?
I'm sorry?
Your birth date?
It's October 14th.
October 14th and the year?
1980.
What was the name? Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Beautiful name. Beautiful yes. name.
Actually, I'm just going to switch phones. Just a second.
Sure. It's a Venus and Virgo. Okay.
What do you see in her chart, Hassan?
Very, quite a bright person, actually.
Hello?
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm having
trouble
hearing
you,
Hassan. Hold on.
Hi, can you hear me clearly?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
It's a bit strange, but that's okay. So the first thing I noticed in your chart is that you're actually quite musical. You remind me very much of John Lennon and our ex-Prime Minister Trudeau. Because they were both Libras, just like you. They both had Venus and Virgo like you, and they both had Mercury and Scorpio like you. So you're very intense, very deep, very emotional, and when you talk and communicate, you're a little bit dictator like you are. Quite, there's a bit of a controlling side to you. There's an erratic brilliance to you. Like, you've got to be very careful of nervous breakdowns, you know. But an excellent mind, but very musical, very, very caring, very unselfish. The only thing is, you know, that in relationships, you can become a bit of a doormat. So you'll put up with a lot. But now you're going through an extremely positive transit when it comes to relationships. It started from about last November till about this October that you're supposed to meet the right person. Even though there's a very erratic thing also going on in your chart, which I'll come to a little later on. Your generation is a very philosophical generation, but end of March is rather stressful for your entire age group. You don't want to feel like crying the blues and all that. And what do you do, Jacqueline?
I'm in the music business.
Oh, you are in the music business. That's perfect. What do you do, actually?
I'm a singer.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
I thought, yeah. I thought you were, because you have Mercury-Venus sextile, just like John Lennon also. And Mercury-Venus are as far apart as they can be, because they can only be like 68 degrees apart, but this is beautiful. And Venus always adds the tonal quality. You know that you could add another thing to your, like if you do live performances, you could also add comedy, because there are many comedians with your type of chart. Just you're very sensitive to any form of humiliation, any sarcasm and all that. So you just have to get your repertoire correct, but once you become a bit more confident, it'll be very easy for you. But right now you'll have a lot of delays, but it's a sort of a testing period. But you have till about July, August to get your products ready. You should try to do all your CDs and everything, you know? So, what is your favorite song? Do you write also?
Yes.
So, what's your favorite one, Jacqueline?
My favorite song?
Yes.
Oh, my favorite song.
Just hum it, just sing it.
I like so many songs.
Which one is your favorite? Just hum a little bit.
My favorite artist would be, I'd say, Shania Twain.
Oh, Shania Twain. Really?
Yes.
And
I'm having trouble hearing you, Hassan, so I'm sorry. Can you speak up?
Yes, actually the same thing I'm having with you. Maybe John can increase the volume a little bit on the other side, because we also can't hear you. Can you hum a little bit, Jacqueline?
I'm sorry?
Just hum a song. Or just sing a song. Whatever your favorite. Don't care for anybody's opinion.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No.
Okay. Any other questions you'd like to ask? The main thing is till July, August, try to get your products ready. Try to get your CDs ready.
Jacqueline, can you hear Hassan?
No, I can't hear anything. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Maybe, no. It's very,
can't
very
even
faint.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Maybe I should just hang up.
Okay.
I don't want to waste his time.
No problem. We'll just wait for another caller.
Okay, then. Go to another call. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's IFF Studio, actually, you know, that we are having some consults, you know.
Is this a deep...
Hi, Don, maybe you can increase the volume a little bit.
I can hear her. Unfortunately.
Right up, is it?
You know, there's so many people that use this system that I don't have problems with. I have to assume that it must be something with the lines there, and I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay.
But I can't, you know, I'm looking...
We had no problem hearing her. Actually.
Yeah, I'll...
In the beginning, when she changed phones, she was okay.
Okay.
So, maybe it was her, so let's go. Let's
yeah, it could
continue.
Be her. Well, people are Mercury and Scorpio, they always have delays anyways. But she's getting some Saturn Mercury aspects, so maybe. It could be that. Anyways, you know, we were talking about Dana, remember? Just before the show, Ingrid? Remember Christopher Reeve, wife?
Linda.
No, it was Dana, D-A-N-A.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Dana
That's
Reeve.
Right. Dana Reeve, right.
Yeah, Dana Reeve, yeah. What a beautiful charge, you know. I have a charge right here, actually. A lot of deep empathy and compassion and feelings and sensitivity. Reminds me of Princess Diana to some extent, but more unselfish, actually, true humanitarian. Because it's a Mercury, Neptune, Trident, and Mars, all of that. And I don't know her time of birth. I know Christopher Reeve's time of birth, of course. He had Leo rising, but he was a Libra, actually. But it would have been nice to... Now, she had a Pluto-Mercury opposition. This is a very difficult one. It's almost as if when you violate the divine truth, that makes a Pluto aspect. But or when you ask the question, you know, to God, that why did it have to happen to me? But she had so many events that happened to her, which is so difficult. That Pluto-Mercury aspect, she was going through a very spiritual aspect. Maybe she was getting so much of... a spiritual blessing for everybody now, you know. But the last 2.5 years must have been very difficult for her. Because Saturn touched up her moon, and moon represents her mother. And right after mother passed away, I think that also.
Well, she had two tragedies. She lost her husband, who she beloved, and her mother.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm looking at her son's chart, a very, very bright chart, you know. Will Reeves. Excellent chart, actually. And he's not a... Like some people are very serious type, but it's interesting. He has Saturn in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius rules the neck area of the spine. And Saturn represents the father. So the father having this problem with the spine injury. And I'm looking at Christopher Reeve's, his own chart, and he had Jupiter touching off Mars for about 1 year. It's one of the boldest aspects, like a gambler at that time when he had the accident.
Is that when he had the accident?
When the accident, that's right. And the
that
same
is.
Thing which Princess Diana had. When people are speeding, and that's why my interpretation, I've said this once a sentence, is success as well as loss in a big way. Like, this is very, people tend to speed on this transit. They become like true gamblers, like a sudden burst of energy they take on much more than they can handle.
So is this something that happens in almost everybody's chart at a certain point in their
everybody
life?
Everybody goes through that. That's right.
Everybody goes
through that. Exactly.
Right.
And that's exactly why, see, I've been working like day and night just to get all these programs going, my own programs, that you'd be able to see exactly what's happening on a daily basis, on a long-term basis. So at least I would have warned them.
So you can be more cautious at that point in your life.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
And what ways to offset it and all that, you know. That's interesting. Not some very good aspects also, how just a little negligence on people start, you know, that happens. Sometimes it's almost like people are destined, you know, when these type of things happen, they wouldn't listen to my advice, that something will happen, because they're supposed to help a lot of masses. Like in Diana's case, for example, also, I mean, her trust fund helps a lot of people.
That's
also,
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know, I said that this actress in Beverly Hills was having a big fight with me, a big argument that Angelina Jolie is not meant for Brad Pitt at all. After that happened, I said, tell me something. Do you like Brad Pitt? She said, I absolutely adore him. I love him. I said, no wonder then.
And of course, you won't tell the listeners who you were talking to.
But the thing is, she has Venus in Cancer, and she has Gemini planet, but she has Venus in Cancer. It's a very it's actually a very nurturing placement. What you learn from others, from motherhood, etc. It's an asset. And he has Venus in Capricorn. He doesn't show his emotions at all. Like Elvis Presley, Rock Hudson, they've all born the same aspect. And they're exact complementary to each other. So she seeks his approval. She appears to be very, I get that she's very, very sensitive inside. She's quite possessive. Now, the whole thing is aspects of Saturn. So Saturn making aspects of Moon and Venus gives psychological depression and sadness. But she offsets it by becoming involved with people who are sad or who have problems and, you know, the children, she's everywhere, you know, trying to adopt children everywhere. But the fact that she's not talking to her father, that's the Moon Saturn. But the Saturn Venus is like Venus in Capricorn, which is exactly what Brad Pitt has. And Angelina Jolie and I said she's got some crazy aspects. Absolutely. Like throughout this year, she'll have major, major action configurations. In fact, Bushes of the Law will continue through that next summer. And she has been like that, you know, getting almost half drunk. And, you know, and it's interesting that he was a Sagittarius, Brad Pitt, and this new fellow, I forgot his name, you know, the one that she's involved with, he's also a Sagittarius, actually.
Who is she involved with? The time?
The one who was in that wedding show, I remember that crash, you know where the wedding crash is? One of the heroes of that.
Oh.
Actually, they're both, though. Even the blonde one is also, he's also Sagittarius. I'm lousy with names, you know. I just want people to charge.
Well, so, I'm sure the listeners all want to know, are Brad and Angelina, are they meant to be? Are they going to continue this romance?
Oh, the aspects of their love matters, of course. I mean, it's a very, very complimentary chart. So I'm sure it'll go really well, actually. And I said that she was supposed to gain weight and all that just before she was pregnant. And now she's pregnant.
Your phone lines are constantly going. It's just strange. They cut in, they cut out, they go from one to the next. Your volume goes up and down. Just thought I'd let you know.
What about Ingrid's? Is that coming out fine?
Yeah.
How's it coming fine? Maybe you can just exchange the phone.
Yeah, I think you've got a problem with your headset.
When you're touching it, I can hear it. There's some feedback after coming from there, I think, yeah. In about 2-3 weeks' time, you say till 25th of March, Mercury is retrograde. Where all kinds of delays happen. People forget about their keys or they lost it. Or they go on this honeymoon and they this beautiful scenery they're watching together. And they leave the car running because it's a bit cold. And they, of course, close the door and they find they're locked and there's nobody inside. And the car is running and the keys are inside locked. Like, things happen quite easily. So they've got to be very, very careful. Or they left the key inside the washer. You know, the car is spinning. It's so interesting, you know, how it happens. I don't know if it's electromagnetism or something like that, but it affects everybody. If there's a peace treaty starting. For example, right now they're trying to have this thing. You know, one thing Iran has going for it right now is that the United Nations and all that, they won't be able to do anything with Iran right now. Because till 25th March, nothing, I mean, no resolution passes properly at all. It never works. But it's interesting, you know, every time they wanted to, they're being such hypocrites in some respects. The Bush just went to India, they had this multi-billion-dollar deal to provide all the nuclear know-how for peace, as they're saying, for 14 reactors, they have 22 reactors, exactly the same thing Iran wants to do. It's interesting.
That's a pretty scary thought, Hassan.
I know, yeah. You know, in the Academy Award, the Weatherspoon, you know that lady, that actress? She had very, very good aspects from Jupiter. Jupiter-Uranus and Uranus-Jupiter aspect, which are excellent for, like windfall configuration. So hers was definitely very, quite predictable. And George Clooney, actually, of course. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Could you give out the number also, you know, for people to call
in? Yeah, no problem. But I hope everyone out there can hear me. The phone number here is 1-888-268-4313, and that's live with Hassan Jaffer, a famous astrologer to the stars.
In about 2 weeks' time, I'll send out my newsletter. Could be like 15,000 planets around the world. So after about 2 weeks or so, I'll send out the newsletter, so we'll have our clients calling from everywhere also. We'll have all kinds of discussion as well. Don, are we having, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, okay.
Great. Okay.
Perfect.
take place. It's nice. They've had a lot of problems. I mean, from Houston to go to the whole studio all the way to with all these people, every schedule, all that from Los Angeles, Paradise, California.
Well, you know, Hassan, I hate to take you off that topic. However, we never really finished the topic of palm reading last week. And I find that really fascinating. I actually had a few callers, a few listeners that were listening, that were, you know, friends and family that had asked me to continue on that subject because they found it pretty interesting and they were all at home and they were trying to figure out their own palms while you were actually talking to them.
We'll give them a little rundown. The main thing, the line that goes all around the thumb, first of all, it's a hand that you write with that keeps changing. And you know the prayers affect your thinking, and thinking is what causes these lines. So in effect, the prayers directly influence these lines. So you can never underestimate the power of prayers.
So are you saying that if you pray for something spiritual or something
to
change in your life, then it changes on your hands?
Yes, absolutely, directly.
Very
the thing, interesting. And it doesn't even matter, you see, whether these people are correct or not, because it has to do with faith. If you believe it's going to happen, that affects your thinking. And that thinking is exactly a neural activity. The more neurotic people are, that's why women...
Now watch your step, Hassan. You're in a studio with a woman right now.
Well, maybe we're the ones who caused them to become like that, no?
Watch your step.
But people who have clear hands, it's much easier. Like, for example, if you see a pianist's hand, they'll always have many more lines than a farmer's. Farmer's hand, of course, is there because they don't have too many worries. Of course, nowadays, maybe the inflation or something, but normally there are very few lines. That's basic lines.
Well, now, skeptics would probably say to you, Hassan, a farmer would have few lines because they work with their hands so much. So.
But they actually work with so much hands, so they should actually have more lines. But they're thinking. That's why a pianist has to think much more when they're composing or that, you know.
I see.
Right. So the line that goes all around the thumb, that's called the lifeline. And right above that is the brain line, the head line. And above that is the heart line.
So most people have these three main lines on their palm.
Yes.
Right.
All of them should have.
So, Hassan, what happens if somebody's missing one?
Like the headline.
What if one is missing?
Oh, there's so many words to them in English.
No. Okay, so... let's get back to these lines on my writing hand. All the listeners, I'm sure, are looking at their writing hands, and they're wondering, what about the
So what happens is that now, if you have long fingers or short fingers, that's also important. The longer the fingers, the more analytical you are. And so if you have some problems, if you want to go to somebody who will listen to you, go to someone who has long fingers. They'll be much more analytical. The other ones don't have as much patience. Now, that's in action. So you can do all your thinking with long fingers, but the brain line or the head line, when it's separate from the lifeline, the further apart it is, the more independent you are. But
really?
When it's joined, it's like the mama say, you know, the mother saying to her son, you know, why do you want to get married? You're only 57. That's the brain line really joined till quite some time.
Really?
So when mothers have the children, especially sons, whose brain line is joined, they should let them make decisions. Otherwise, they become like real mama's boys.
Really? See, I'm interested in what you said, and I'm sure the listeners are as well, that when you have a problem or you need advice, you go to somebody that has long fingers.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for example, Oprah, her brain line is completely separate from the lifeline. So the further apart it is, the more gambler you are, the more impatient and impulsive. You want something, you want it right away, and very spontaneous in action.
Hmm.
Like my hand, for example, has very long fingers.
You do have long fingers.
My brain line is totally separate. So I may take long time in analyzing and all that, but I'm very spontaneous.
Let me see your hand.
Yeah, see, the brain line is separate.
Listeners, he's right. They are completely, completely separate.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So
you're a great person for advice. So on that note, if you need any advice from Hassan, please call 1-888-268-4313.
Now, the amount of the amount of Venus, which is inside the lifeline, this whole swelling, this mound, the more... prominent it is, the more passionate the person is, the more compassionate and passionate, as well as love emotions and composers, for example, is very necessary for them to have that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you have it quite.
So the meatier you are.
It's very flat, like very British hand almost, you know. I'm sure they're compassionate. I mean, past people there also, but like the waitress, you know, drops the whole everything, and they keep, you know, they don't even blink an eye. They keep talking to each other, like that's completely flat. But like Beethoven, for example, you know, when they do all these compositions for that, you need this. But along with that comes temper, and it's just how you direct it. Now people are nurturing all these mounts below each finger. There are all these mounts. For example, the fame aspect. If you want to be famous, the finger that is next to the little one, that has to be longer than the index finger. But in women, they found if it is longer, they're also drawn to other women.
Is mine longer?
It is, actually. Oh, actually, yeah, it's sort of, yeah. See, this one definitely is. Because these are people who don't care for public opinion. So when this finger is long, then...
That's funny.
So when the finger is long, you can handle the stage very well, the drama, theater, actors, actresses will have it longer.
Very interesting.
The little finger is a finger of communication. Now, if you have a mount right in between the Apollo, what they call the second finger, and the little one, then the communication is more dramatized. That's a hallmark of orators.
Now, what do you mean by a mount?
Like, you see this mount?
This
mount. So I can take the more serious topics and dramatize it on my on stage when I'm giving public speaking.
So basically, in between your finger where it folds, if that is a bit of a mound,
that's right, yeah.
Then that is what you were just saying.
Now, if you have a mount below the Apollo finger, the fame finger, then that's one of the indications of fame as well. Or if you have a line going to it, they all accentuate these things.
Now, listeners, don't be afraid, because remember what Hassan said earlier. What you pray for is what you get, basically. And your hand can change. So any of these mounds, any of these lines, they can change in time.
That's why some people have this fatalistic attitude, you know. But I mean, they say, oh, yeah, I mean, this would never happen, you know, that I could never win. And, of course, that becomes their prayer.
So almost, you could almost every 5 years make a handprint of your hand. And
well, the slight changes, for sure.
And
yeah.
See a few changes.
Yeah. See, one of the most important lines is the heptica, a line that cuts off the lifeline at the bottom. About 20, 30 years before the life of the person. But the kidneys, the stomach area, for example, it'll show up. But this line disappears as you improve.
Really?
As you keep changing, that's right, yeah. So they keep changing. You know, I'm coming up with 5 books on palmistry. They're called Revelations of the Hands. And they'll be ready probably in about a month's time, at the book. And it's a very, very easy book, actually, to read. But we'll put it on the net, all that afterwards. I'm just taking it a bit easy because I've been working so hard on these natal reports right now to convert everything on email. And if anybody wants to subscribe, by the way, they can just put the email on our website, astrotrends.net. You know, that site is astrotrends.net. And they can just subscribe on it and we'll send them our newsletter. For now, we're not charging anything because we do have personalized newsletters also we used to charge before, but I'll be coming back to that later on. So what we're doing is we're making these massive databases right now. And the newsletter will automatically pick up that as a, you know, information from the data source, mix it, and we'll have all kinds of topics. This is a good time for love matters, for example, are you accident prone, or it's a good time for travel, or the windfall configuration, or the fame aspect, any of these themes that we'll have. And so that's what, and it'll automatically print your client number in it.
And I just want to just go back to that palm reading, because I just have a question. I remember that last week you mentioned that no matter what is on somebody else's chart, but if you take their palm and you look at the chart, you can actually verify if they're going to go through with it.
Absolutely, because the astrology only shows you the potential whether the person will do this or not. But palmist will actually say what you're doing. It predicts your free choice almost. So way ahead, about 20 years before, you'll start getting all kinds of health lines. In palmistry, we only see the potential, for example. Let's say if you have Scorpio in the first house, you know it's the urogenital area and the kidney area, for example, you might have problems. Or if you have Virgo there, you know there's going to be some bladder area related problems, for example. Of course, there's an aspect of guilt also. The mother is very dominant in child, makes you feel really guilty every time, and eventually it comes out as bladder related problems. But or if you have Capricorn there, then you get these hip problems and kneecap problems and gum-related problems and skin, teeth, and bone, depending on what is in the 12th house. That's one of the indications. But on the palmistry, we can actually see if the person is doing this or not. Let's see if you have an infection, but you drink lots of water. So there's no on astrology, in astrology, you wouldn't be able to tell that. But on palmistry, you can see If there's no haptika cutting off the lifeline, you know the person is probably drinking lots of water. That's why it's quite fine. And also, if you're being able to use your thinking correctly. You see, it's not how that, you know what I'm saying, that most women, it's not that they think more. They just think more uselessly, I find, a lot. Like in six different directions, every little thing affects them so much. And they're much more sensitive than that. That's why, as I said, I wasn't joking that we are the ones who are probably giving them all these problems also. And every child has to worry about everybody, you know. And in a man's case, he's a bit more focused in that aspect, so you don't see all these. Like a neurotic aspect, I'm saying, it is not as common in men. Like when you see the hands. And unless, of course, the musicians and all these people have very, very sensitive sides. And they show their hands are, some men's hands are more sensitive than most women's hands. Now, the reason I'm saying this is women have, like for a woman to be a bit neurotic to me isn't cool.
Really?
But it's not a nervous, they are not going to have a nervous breakdown, but the same hand, seeing a man having so many lines, the fellow will definitely have a nervous breakdown, I guarantee you. Really.
So women can basically take stress a lot easier and.
No, they are hypnotic anyway, it's just a normal state for them.
That's normal for us.
I mean, to compare, you have to see how many, you know, men and women. Now, Benham, Constant, Jerkman, and Carol, all three of them, they wrote only for men. So they wrote that if you have lots of lines in your hand, you're neurotic. Half the women will start thinking that they're neurotic, but I'm saying it's normal. Don't worry. It only applies to men. That if a man, because men's hands normally are quite straightforward. So if they have lots of lines, now if a woman has very few lines, she's an exceptionally clear-headed woman, because that's not a common thing.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to remind our listeners that our phone number here is 1-888-268-4313. And Hassan is more than willing to take any callers that call with their birth date. And that's all you really need is your birth date for a general reading. And we'll connect with Hassan on that note.
But you know, last year on Vision TV and also in my newsletter, actually, I mean, in my Moon Magic book, which makes it, you know, anybody in a study in about 5 minutes, I talked about Aishwarya Rai, who was Miss World, actually. And she's one of the hottest Indian actresses. Really, almost like a playgirl, and she has Venus and Sagittarius, but they always, after that, they lose capture. And I said that she'll be, this year, that she's got a marriage aspect, and she's getting married now. That's where I know. So anybody who has Venus and Sagittarius. By the way, there's a certain age group, like the 70s, they are going through a very stressful period right now. They feel like kind of blues, and all the immune system is down.
So just getting back to your book, how does one actually pick up your book? Can you explain to us?
We almost sold out. We only have about 50 books or something left, you know, 50, 60 books now. They can just either call us at 4979000, you know, 416-4979000, or they go to our website, astrotrends.net. Actually, from there, they can just click on the book and they can just order. By the way, now our website can be translated into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and Japanese, and Chinese.
And how many years? This is the...
some of the events I've given to 10 in 2011.
No, I meant, sorry, I meant, how many books have you written? How many books have you written?
Oh, I've written about 150, but I've published 9 books, actually. So I'm looking at Aishwarya's chart right now. I'm just trying to see the other people. Shah Rukh Khan is another one, you know, the Indian actress. Right?
No, it's a really quiet tonight, Hassan. I think all our listeners are timid and they're afraid of calling.
Yeah. Actually,
you know that. I thought I'd break in here just for me. You're correct.
In about 2 weeks' time.
Don's cutting.
Hi, Don.
Oh, I was just going to say we have quite a bit of listeners online, and for all you listeners, I mean, and there's a lot of you. You know, don't be scared of the phones. Sometimes these things get a little, you know, tangled up, but we'll try to clear it up. You'll be heard fine. Why don't you give Hassan a call? Hassan's one of the best astrologers we think out there, and that's why he's with BBS Radio. So if you want to call in for some information, don't be scared of the phones. We'll get you in. We might play a little bit. You might hear a few noises, and even if things go a little bit awry, just enjoy it, because this really is... a time for you to get some answers and give Hassan a call.
Thanks, Don. Okay.
Thanks, Don.
By the way, I was looking at Leonardo da Vinci's chart, Yeah, Sagittarius rises.
Sorry. Whose chart was that?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay.
And he had Leo right on top of the ninth house. I'm taking this opportunity, you know, to actually educate people and just to, because we'll be coming up with about 22 DVDs, actually. You know, we're doing a reality show, actually. We're just doing the pilot for ABC. And it'll be coming out probably very soon, actually. We're doing this. It's a dating show, but I'll be the astrology expert on it.
That's going to be exciting. Too bad I'm not single, Hassan. I would go on the show for you.
So he had Sagittarius rising, and he was a Taurus, actually. And it's so interesting. He had Mercury and Sun Aries, exactly the same as Einstein and Shakespeare. And he had Mercury aspect to Saturn. Any Saturn-Mercury aspect makes a person either left-handed or spelling things backwards. And he not only was left-handed, he actually wrote backwards. So he had to put a mirror in front of his writing to read it. And he had Sagittarius, which made him, of course, much more philosophical. And he had Mars in the sign of Aquarius, which is one of the inventive aspects also. And the Moon-Jupiter conjunction in Pisces, and it's obvious in it, you know, the spiritual aspect, whenever you do these beautiful Madonnas, and they have this sort of vulnerable quality about them, this ethereal quality. That's a Piscean aspect, actually. And the highest planet in his chart, seeing good, was Neptune.
Really?
Right on top in the 10th house. Right, exactly. And he was known for that, of course, in the sign of
Libra.
And
what does that exactly mean? When it's
Neptune is
the
inspirational aspect, and it's in the sign of Libra. That's when the Taj Mahal is conceived as a monument to love. It's the most romantic generation. That's Neptune right on top. There's no generation more romantic than that, Neptune Libra. Julio Iglesias is born with that. Yanni is born with that. So he was supposed to be, he was destined to be an artist, of course, no. And the Mercury Neptune gave him this, the spiritual aspect, but Mercury Pluto was a wisdom aspect. It's a very rare aspect, actually. You know, later on, I'm slowly working on my programs. If you were able to put any president's charts, anything, and instantly you would know right away.
Hassan, we have our second caller for tonight. Caller, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Good, we can hear you. Yay! Who are we speaking to?
My name is Gail.
Now the question, Gail, is can you hear us?
Barely.
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 Oh. Okay.
But we'll get through it.
We'll get through it. Thanks, Gail, for being a sport. And Gail, where are you calling from?
From Tennessee.
Tennessee. And what is your birth date?
And my birth date is 9/20, or I should say September 20th, 1955.
1955.
Well, then little Virgo is the perfectionist.
You are a perfectionist. You're just like me.
September 20th? I'm sorry, what was the date?
1955.
And September?
20th. Now, Gail, can you hear us on the radio clearly?
Well, see, if I play the radio, it's going to have, that time delay.
No. Sorry, I just meant to ask that before you came on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I listen to BBS radio all the time.
Okay, so
I love
it. On the radio, so it's just on the phone line.
Can you hear me also, Gail? Can you hear my voice?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? But you can hear Ingrid, can you?
Yes.
Oh, maybe this one. Maybe I'll... let me just exchange the phones here.
Okay.
Actually, just give me one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, so try and hold the phone so it doesn't move. Maybe
okay, Gail, can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, you have Mercury in the sign of Libra, which gives excellent... I was just talking about Leonardo da Vinci, and you have exactly the same aspect, Mercury Neptune and Mercury Pluto. So the Mercury-Neptune aspect gives a spiritual aspect. Also, people are very much into spirituality, but it's also a sort of psychic vulnerability. But you also have one or two specific things in your chart. One of them is that you get this pathological depression, and that you're also anemic. You know, you get these dark moods. You have a very good sense of humor. You're very objective, but then you get these dark moods. You do that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what happens when you get when you feel like that?
What happens to me?
Yeah, like you get this real pathological depression, right?
I'm trying so hard to hear what you're saying. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, sure. Let's try one more time. Basically...
Okay, maybe what I'll do is I'll keep on saying it and Ingrid can... it's very hard for me to, you know, I can't do this kind of thing.
That's okay. We'll get through this. So, basically, can you hear me, Gail?
A little.
A little.
Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly. That's what's
You hear you very clearly, yeah.
Yeah. Is it
there's a little munchkin in the wires, I think.
There is tonight. I think there's a little critter in there somewhere.
Ew.
No, there's some feedback on the other side. I think there's something.
So basically Hassan was wondering what happens when you get into your anemic and
that you get this pathological depression. And that you're also anemic, you need more iron. And health conscious.
Were you aware of that, Gail?
What?
That you need more iron in your body?
Oh, well, see, I'm not going to eat meat.
Oh, that's why, yeah, probably, yeah.
I don't eat red meat. I don't eat beef.
I see, yeah. Yeah. But the main thing is this depression part. There are quite a few things in your child which are difficult for me to talk about on the phone because it shows a lot of upheavals in a family. Things have happened. Do you know what time you were born?
4:32 in the afternoon.
Exactly to the minute. Good girl.
4:32 p.m.?
Uh-huh.
4:32 p.m. in the afternoon.
4:32 p.m. And you said you were born in Tennessee, right?
I was born what?
Were you born in Tennessee?
No, Kansas.
In Kansas.
Oh, uh-huh. I see. Okay. What do you do, by the way?
I'm a dog groomer.
A dog groomer.
Oh.
I work with
Fantastic.
Animals.
Actually, she loves that. She spends thousands of dollars on her two little, what are they? I forgot.
Oh, Gail, I would probably be one of your best clients if I lived in Kansas. I have a little Maltese and a little Yorkie.
Oh, yes.
And they are so gorgeous. She even brought them on a wedding, you know. I'm still thinking of sitting beside.
Yeah, Yorkies rule the house, though.
They do.
They're the boss. You just live there.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, my Maltese is pretty good, too. He puts up, you know. He puts up with his own.
She's an Aquarius and a Leo.
Pardon?
So, she's got an Aquarius one and a Leo.
Oh, a Leo Yorkie? Oh, my goodness.
A Leo Yorkie. She knows it.
Oh.
Gail, do you have any animals?
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you have this Neptune and Libra, just like Leonardo da Vinci, and you also Neptune and Libra as the artistic side. That's where the grooming and all that makes sense. But Mercury, Neptune also is giving you talk to dogs and they talk back to you and all that. That's all that. But using fashion and clothing and cosmetics and jewelry, you'll get all that Venus and Libra. When you have your own business, that's this theme in your chart. You're just coming up in life, you know. But you need to take care of your health this summer to about next summer. People tend to age on this transit. Like last time you had it in 93, 94, and 2000 and 2001. These were the difficult times. But for relationships, this October till next September is fantastic. In fact, right now, you want to buy or sell cars, and you're very close to truth right now. You know, whenever you want to travel, this is the best time. In fact, you're being on the radio right now with an astrologer who's a Sagittarius. It's part of the destined themes in your chart. You have Jupiter right on top in the ninth house. So this is one of the best years for business, by the way, for you.
This year will be?
Do you actually own a grooming shop?
Yes, I own a grooming shop now for 15 years, yes.
Oh, you have? It's your own shop then?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So,
a grooming and a kennel, yes.
And kenneling. So, Hassan, when you say fashion and jewelry, do you think maybe she should look into doing fashion and jewelry for the animals? Because that's a big thing nowadays.
Yeah, I've never seen that. You're right. Do they have that, actually?
Well, in Hollywood and you know, certain parts of the world, you know.
But she certainly has art, fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry, all of that aspect, even the grooming part. But the grooming part is also part of that Scorpio theme in her chart. You know, she's got a fame element in her chart. She's got a very, very similar timing to Occupants of Diana had that Scorpio right on top of the chart. But it also indicates, you know, that she's very spiritual, but almost anti-church. Because I don't think you go to church that often, do you?
Do what?
Do you go to church that often, Gail?
Do I go where?
To church.
To church?
No.
I'm totally opposed to organized religion. Very spiritual, but not organized religion.
She's very spiritual, however, she's very opposed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, yeah. But you're almost bitter with the church, you know, and you're very spiritually isolated. So from time to time, I think you should go to maybe a Ukrainian church or something where you don't understand its language, just to share because you're a bit isolated.
Well, they speak with forked tongue.
I think a lot of our listeners feel that way, Gail.
Yeah.
Any questions you'd like to ask, Gail?
Well, I'm quite sure that you probably touched on them. I just couldn't hear them. I hope they have an archive for the show tonight.
Yeah, we do have an archive. Do you know?
Yes.
That would be great. So I can actually play it back and listen to what you said about doing this astrology reading for me.
Well, it's funny, Gail, because now I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear us perfectly?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. So something is, there is a munchkin in the line.
I have this earpiece pushed up so hard to my ear, I'm probably going to have a cauliflower ear when I get off.
I see. I'm wondering if on the other side, if Dawn pushes our levels up. No, not to hear, but when we are speaking, just that part. I wonder if they can do something on that side.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, but
anyways,
it's really strange.
Anyways, this year is very good for business. It's just the health part you've got to be careful. So get all your pictures done now.
So be careful with all your health.
Yeah.
Be careful with my health?
Yes, you need more sleep and you need more iron.
Okay.
So if you don't want to eat the red meat, get the iron from somewhere else.
Okay.
Like
I can get that from spinach.
Now, before you go, let's try a test. I can show you what I can do. The only problem is when I increase volumes over the red, then the archive's going to sound all crazy, but I can do it. I can make sure you hear each other. In fact, keep talking, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean for me to keep talking?
That's a good idea, because we don't even need the archive for this anyway, John. After about 2-3, when you get really going, you can do that.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Perfect.
Oh, you can hear us better now, Gail?
No.
No?
Oh.
No.
Maybe there's something wrong with your side, Gail.
No, I just turned up her volume so that you could hear. Now I'll turn up your volume so she can hear.
Oh, I see.
Let's see if we can get rid of this munchkin for you, Gail.
There we go.
You can hear us now.
I can hear you now.
Beautiful.
Oh,
callers.
Perfect.
Now, listeners, now you can hear us. So. Please don't
excellent.
Be shy to call in. We figured it out.
Yes,
well,
I can hear you now.
But I was thinking, Gail,
now, even though you can hear her, I mean, you can hear them, the red levels are pegging, which means there is a drain on your line, or it wouldn't be working like this. I can turn up the volume until she's screaming in your ear and vice versa. But
No. I can hear it very clearly, Don.
Yeah, it's just that the recording of it is going to be pegging red
right.
levels.
No,
right.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah,
understand.
No. That's
it'll be distorted.
That's okay.
We had a complete new PBX system actually in about 2 weeks' time. After that, we can archive those. Because we are still
doing this particular program tonight will be on in about 2 weeks.
This program will be on.
No, actually, in 2 weeks' time, you should call us back, Gail.
Oh, okay.
Feedback.
Okay.
Gail, make a promise to us that you'll call us back so we can get some good feedback from somebody that we know.
Okay.
Yeah,
how could you forget the dog groomer?
No, we could never forget the dog groomer. If I'm ever in Kansas, I might want to look you up.
Well, I'm in Tennessee, hon. I was born in Kansas, but I'm in Tennessee by Nashville.
Tennessee, right by Nashville.
Yeah, you know Nashville, country
yes,
music.
Yes, I do.
You know, in my case, I don't really care for all the dogs under that much. I mean, I care for people more. And I always felt that if these women, if they gave as much love to their husbands as they give to their poodles, I'm sure there won't be any divorce, but I must say, her Ingrid's little ones, they are so beautiful, you know. They really
they
are.
Yes.
They came to my office, and they were just going in every room and just checking out everything.
So, Gail, now that you can hear her son better, do you have any questions for him that he could answer you?
Well, now that I can finally hear you guys, I guess what I was wondering is, I'm in the middle. I bought this property. And I'm up on a mountain now, and
one
I'm
of the
trying.
Best signs, by the way, this year is one of the best assets for property managers, buying and selling a property. It goes on right till almost September, October of this year. In fact, you've got a same element coming up in your chart. That means if you want to be on the radio, if you want any publicity, it's excellent for that.
Well, actually, I'm writing a book.
You're writing a book.
Very, very good. Actually, these are all things. That's ninth house. See, that's why. But you've got to do something to justify that fame. Because right now, Jupiter is in your ninth house and you're closest to truth. And that's what I'm saying. The fact that you called an astrologer who's a Sagittarius is exactly the same thing. That's Jupiter in the ninth. It happens once in 12 years. So this is the time to write your books and everything. and you'll have the discipline to finish what you started about July, August. And then from end of this year, throughout next year, you've got the same aspect in your chart. So you really should try to do it as soon as possible. One of my clients happened to be the ex-queen of Iran. She also has Mercury in Libra, just like you. It took me almost like 3 years to convince her to finish her book. Very similar timing, you know.
So, Gil, what kind of book are you writing?
It's called Our Little People in Fur Coats.
No, see?
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
This is going to be all holistic approach to raising a healthy puppy into adulthood and old age. All my 38 years of experience with the animals will be in this book.
So they don't really need these teeth, I guess, for the meat and all that, yeah?
Yes.
Gail,
all holistic approach.
Sure.
So, well, that's cool then. But you're saying I should finish it by June or July?
Well, you have to almost like August, you know. Actually, throughout this year till next year, you'll continue. But from this June, July, you've got a publicity after coming up. So you should get something, and you can always do a next edition and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So in other words, get the format laid out and get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So which ones do you like? You like the little ones, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are very independent, by the way. That's why they are like children to you.
Yes.
Yeah, because you don't really like
very independent.
Also.
Gail, yeah. What city are you in?
I'm about 80 miles from Nashville.
And what's the city called?
Sparta.
How do you spell that?
S-P-A-R-T-A.
Sparta, like in Greece.
Sparta.
You know, like the Spartans of old?
Yes, got that, yes.
You must have a website, yeah?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
We're building one right now.
All that part you need to do as soon as possible.
Okay.
And the name of your kennel, did you want to give it a plug?
Poodle Palace, Canine Designs.
I'm sorry, Poodle Palace?
Poodle Palace's Canine Designs.
Well, the Palace is a good name because the Leo theme, you have Jupiter and Leo and all that, and Uranus and Leo. That's not anything which is a royal name to it. That's very positive for you, actually.
Yes. My website's called GailasLittlePoodlePalace.com.
Well, that's too long, you know.
That's all I could get.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could come up with some smaller names.
But it fits in with the name of my shop.
No, but that's fine. But you can have a smaller name, and once people go in it, then they can see the whole thing, you know? It's usually you should have something where people can immediately just go to it, you know? I think you should still think of another name.
Well, that's what the webmaster's already working on designing, and that's all I could get. I've tried every other name that I could that's still tied into my business. That's the only one that was still available.
I see.
That's fantastic that she's working with a designer, and she's headed that way.
Yeah.
So like Hassan said, just make sure you conclude and you finish.
The only thing is this year, from this summer to next summer, I think one of your parents' health is not the best. And you might feel very, like, for example, the last 6 months, a lot of agitation in your chart.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So there was a lot of conflict. And now, even at home, you know, when you're moving, when you're renovating the home and all that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, now the only month which is a bit critical is the month of June.
I'm on my fourth carpenter.
I see. Make sure you give yourself enough physical rest and sleep.
And do what?
Get lots of sleep.
Yeah, I've noticed that I was just thinking about this maybe 5 or 6 days ago that, you know, I don't go to bed till 1 or 2 in the morning and I'm up at 6. So I've made a conscious effort to start, you know, trying to lay down and sleep from like 10 o'clock till 6 now.
That'll be excellent, you know, even from midnight till 4 o'clock or midnight till 6 o'clock because it's because 2 o'clock melatonin level in the pineal gland, you know, when it's secreted. So 2 o'clock is a magic one and you need 2 hours before that, 2 hours after that. Because after that, you cannot get the same quality.
My dad always told me that the best quality of sleep is right at midnight.
Yeah.
I didn't know actually the reason for that, so it's interesting that you said that.
Midnight at 4 o'clock is the best sleep.
What is the reason why from midnight on is the best sleep?
The pineal gland in the brain manufactures, there's this hormone, secretes hormone called melatonin.
Yes.
And it's triggered by darkness. It starts at 8 o'clock at night and goes on to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And that's why when you're sleeping, if you have a bit of light on, then you won't be able to get good sleep. You need complete darkness to secrete more melatonin. In the daytime, when you see clouds, then you're still secreting melatonin. When you see bright sunshine, then you feel happy and all that because the melatonin level really goes down, just like in the Caribbean. But in the nighttime, so it's highest at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, in your case, you are secreting only about 50%. That's why if you actually take melatonin, you know, at any Walmart you can buy this melatonin just off,
yeah,
the, off the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll help you in three things. Because you get this depression. And it's an antidepressant, a natural antidepressant. It
builds
up the immune system in the body and also resets the biological clock.
Right.
So all three things, you need that, you know.
Okay.
And the thing is, you see, it's a very unspiritual thing to get these depressions. You should think that as if you have no, that you don't believe in the miracles of God. So next time you feel depressed, think like that, because you're deeply spiritual, but you're too intellectual. That's the problem. You'll try to understand God. And if you don't understand God, then that's not God. It's beyond our comprehension.
But I'm learning.
We are all
called
learning.
Let go and let God.
But because you're so isolated, you know, you're spiritually isolated. That's why you need to share. You can say, well, I can go to the forest, and I mean, that's fine. But the sharing part, you see, when everybody is in a state of prayer, or you go to a movie theater as opposed to watching a DVD at home, there's a certain energy which you share with other people. It's fantastic. You know, you need to do that.
Wow, people come to me all the time.
I know they do, but because you've got that wisdom aspect in your church. You're very, very good at counseling, guiding, helping people. You're excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're natural in that. But something always precious has to be denied in life for that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
But very health conscious also, so I'm sure all these dogs must be so clean and neat and everything.
Yeah.
In your church, yeah.
Like I said, if I'm ever in Sparta, then I'm coming to see you, Gail.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
You guys have a great evening.
Thanks. You too, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful night. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was finally nice to speak to somebody. We got that munchkin out of the line, like Gail said.
I could immediately see, you know, that that with your, like the connection between her and you, with your little ones.
Yeah.
But you spend, what, literally thousands and thousands of dollars on
that? Well, I wouldn't go to thousands, but definitely it's something.
Well, the vertebrae, the this thing, and this operation, the spine, the back. I mean, people don't go to shiatsu massage as much as you take care of them.
And my two little guys, they go to see a chiropractor, because I think a lot of people don't realize that the little ones, they do so many different twists and turns when they play ball and they run.
But nature, do you really think nature intended these little poodles to have chiropractors, personal chiropractors?
But on the other hand, Hassan, did you ever think that nature intended humans to go to a chiropractor?
I think a chiropractor is a good businessman.
Well, depends on the chiropractor, because my chiropractor fixes me and gets me out of there, so he doesn't expect me to come back all the time. He's an amazing guy. But, no, seriously.
Actually, we don't live in an unnatural. I mean, when we live unnaturally, we need all kinds of things. But the spine is basically self-corrected, but you're right. In everything, there's so much pollution everywhere. So when we live naturally, and she's very much into natural stuff, as she said.
Yes.
Holistic things. And that's all the Virgo part.
And that's why we had such, that's why I felt like I had a connection with her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the route that I take in my life is very holistic.
By the way, you know, when, sometimes the time of birth becomes important. Here it is. It's in the eighth house. Eighth house indicates the luck aspect, which area? She has Virgo and Libra there.
Now, we're still talking about Gail, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
So the Virgo is a health aspect and nutrition and naturopathy and all. And Libra is the fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry, anything artistic and matchmaking, all that. No. You know what? You should start an astrological matchmaking for these dogs.
Well, it's funny because my little Maltese, he's going to be 12. And I've been looking for a mate for him for so long, and I can't find one. And my guy is so amazingly beautiful. And it's not that I can't find a more beautiful Maltese. It's not that. It's just that I can't find one that he actually connects with. He has met women, women dogs, but he just doesn't seem to connect with them. So, you know, it'd be amazing to start a matchmaking service for animals.
Is it unpolitical to call them bitches?
Well, my guys are both male, so I'm not offended. I'm not offended. I'm definitely a proud mother, that's for sure.
My God, I hope you have once you have a baby, you'll completely forget about the little ones.
No, I could not do that. Animal lovers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Your animals are babies. They never grow up. You have to take care of them. God put us on this earth to take care of them. So they can't speak for themselves. We have to speak for them and take care of them. And that's how I feel about animals.
I'm saying, yeah.
And I know you love animals too, Hassan. Now, don't let the listeners think any different.
I do actually. I started, you know, really liking them a lot. You know, yeah. Because I don't like, you know, the big ones and their tongue hanging out and all that kind of thing. I like the little ones. They are so You really have the little personality. And it's interesting to see the astrology coming up. You know, like the little one, your Aquarius one, is so smart. It's so manipulative.
He is.
And the Leo one has a certain pride, like a little lion, you know, just watching, you know. He's not totally unperturbed. Another one is real hyper.
It's true. Just to get back to what you were saying, that he was so smart. It's funny because I'm sure the listeners out there have an animal like this, but my Yorkie, he doesn't care when I bring the grocery bags home, and I just brought some grocery bags home tonight. My Yorkie couldn't even care less, but my Maltese, which you were saying is the smart one, had his head right in the grocery bag, just looking at what was in there, trying to figure out if it was for him or not. So, you know, he's pretty clever that way, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, you're right. But I just want to ask you now, when you see somebody's chart, can you see that their animals are in there as well?
You could, but you also need to consider the consideration. You see, all of Middle East, the cats are considered clean spiritually, and the dogs are not. So if a dog touches you, you've got to clean yourself again before you say prayers. So there's a whole cultural aspect.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
So that's why it's not that they're scared or anything like that. For example, that and then they don't like to be, they don't be mean or anything like that. It's just a part of their thing, you know, that's why they have that, yeah. Because the clean is supposed to, I mean, the cat is supposed to be very clean, actually, you know. But maybe there, because here the way they are so clean here. There they just roam everywhere, you know.
That's true. They're all on the street,
yeah,
right? Yeah, that's true. So
yeah.
Now when you look at your palm, like, for example, I have two male dogs. So I call them my two male boys.
Oh, the nurturing. If you have a nurturing hand, you'll be with everybody.
So they would be on my hands. Like, you know how you can tell how many children you're going to...
No, I hope what I'm seeing in your hand are actual children.
They're actual human children is what you're saying.
That's right. But these are influenced lines. So if you work in a nursery, for example, Gail doesn't necessarily care for children, to have her own children. I don't see her being like an Italian mother, mama with all the pasta and Italian, like nine children. I don't see her like that. But she's very independent. Just look after other people in this aspect of it. So people who have a lot of cancer planets. Raphael, the artist, most of his paintings are children and family.
I hate to intrude, but I've got a minute and a half left to call up and get the next one online. And
okay.
Thank you. Just letting you know.
John, you've been very,
thank you.
Great, thanks. Yeah. So Ingrid, next time we'll talk about the soulmates also.
That'd be interesting.
And people can also write to us email, and we'll answer them right on the thing if they're shy of calling. They can
absolutely
write to,
please tell them the email address.
They can
again write
to Stargaze, Stargaze, @astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. And I can refer to this radio station, and it's all in the Stars, our astrology program. We'll definitely answer all your questions. In the meantime, those who are born in the 70s and 30s, those two generations have to be very careful of the health throughout the month of March. They'll feel like kind of blues, the immune system is down. And if you have any health hazards, for example, the diagnosis, you always have to make sure you take your second opinion also, because your body is not behaving properly. The 60s age group had that for 6 months, but the 70s are going through it for the next 3-4 weeks, actually, till about the end of March. And also, make sure that you take duplicates of the keys, pay your telephone bills right away, otherwise anything to do with communication could get cut off before by 25th of March. So the last time you've got to be extra
careful. It's 11 o'clock.
Oops, that's my Mac, actually. So thank you very much, Don, and
thank you very much for listening, listeners, and for our callers, and Gail, who got our munchkins out of our system. Hopefully the munchkins will be out of the phone lines.
So. Don actually did all the work.
Oh, I know. I do have to thank Don. So, anyways, we will
next Wednesday.
Be here next Wednesday. Same time, same place.
Absolutely, yeah. And welcome again to It's All in the Stars.
It's All in the Stars, and we're here for a second hour with live with Hassan Jaffer, famous astrologer to the stars.
I just want to mention that this is supposed to be actually for Dr. Turi. And if he is listening, maybe he can call in and he can get on the show also, because I didn't want to just interrupt this thing, but since not here, we couldn't get hold of him. And he's an interesting person, actually, you know. I was looking at his some of his predictions and all that. It's quite, I think people misunderstand quite a lot, you know. And quite interesting, yeah. So we were talking about the palmistry, and we'll talk about some aspect of our astrology, some predictions, and my latest book, you know, the Moon Magic 2006.
Yeah.
As you know, there's only one column that applies to you, and in that column, whatever number you see, you just read the interpretation. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, so that's what I was actually starting to ask you when we had our last caller, was explain how the book is actually written for somebody like me who knows, well, now I know so much more, but back when I knew nothing about astrology, how can I actually read your book within 5 minutes and actually understand astrology?
You see what happens here on one page, I've given a little table where you look at the date and time and tells you which column applies to you. Once you know that column, and it never changes, it remains all.
Now that I know your book, I can maybe explain it a little, that every column is numbered. And that number stays with you that whole year.
Based on the date and time that you were born.
Now, does that number also fall into, let's say, next year's book?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All your life is the same. It never changes.
So your whole life, you'll end up being that number that you fall
on. It's actually an alphabet. It's from A to L.
So you have to know your date of birth and the time you were born as well.
That's right.
PM,
time,
AM, and all that. Well, is it important to be right to the minute, or?
No, you see, the thing is, you see, the interpretation, for example, if moon is in the 12th house, you'll feel very run down and tired. I expect people to use their common sense a little bit. So, for example, every month, for about 2 to 2.5 days, they will always feel run down when moon is in the 12th. Now, if they find it's one day off, let's say it's happening one day late, then every month it'll be always the same. It won't just shift suddenly one day earlier. It won't be like that. So they can adjust that to themselves.
So,
but you'll be able to make such amazing decisions with that, you know.
So would it be a good idea, once you get a book like Moon Magic, like your book, your Moon Magic, would it be a good idea to also have a blank diary to keep track of your daily events? And
If you want to, on my site, you see, I'd be developing, I've got about 22 different programmers right now working on my site, actually. They'd be able to, they can do the calculation right there, but I'm going to have later on where they'll be able to see which column applies to them. It'll keep track of a lot of these things for them and make up a little thing for them, like, and to warn them next time. That last time you had an accident, at this time, please be careful. This time, the same thing is repeating itself. Because these cycles just repeat themselves over and over again. And there are 10 different planets, and they keep repeating, overlapping quite often. Like, for example, you have a Mars-Uranus aspect. It's an aspect of miraculous escapes. And at one point, for example, somebody's just sleeping, nothing happens. Although in a dream, they could have that aspect too. Because this moon magic, not only is your actual events outside, but also your experiences, your dream interpretation. So if moon is in a ninth house, you may not fly, but you might have a flying dream.
So some people they say they don't dream, though. Does that just mean that they just don't remember?
That's right. Just, like Gail is what called. I bet you she doesn't remember her dreams.
She doesn't remember her dreams.
No, because moon represents, and that's why she can actually mean without realizing it. Like, for example, that's why her chart is very good for nurses. That's what I forgot to mention. See, she had moon sky, Saturn in Scorpio. It's almost a bit of a mean streak. But it's not really mean. It's like women, for example, who work in a spa. She would be fantastic in a spa. Like, women do all kinds of cruel things to themselves, and all the bikini waxing and all the tweaking of their eyebrows.
We do that for you men. We don't do it for ourselves.
I know. No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
The eyebrows and plucking and all these things. I mean, that's really being cruel to yourself almost. No, but I understand it's for beauty reasons and all that, but that's a Scorpio theme. Or a nurse, when she pulls off the bandages, really hurts, and she can just make a joke of the person. Now, if I was doing it, I'd do it so slowly, it'll really hurt them more.
It would hurt them more, exactly.
Yeah. The nurse just comes up and that's that moon Saturn thing. But these people, like the moon Saturn, it cuts down the subconscious, so they cannot remember their dreams. And they can be very emotionally, like she could push her body beyond normal endurance also. So that's the aspect. So it's an aspect of emotional toughness.
So if you are a dreamer that doesn't remember their dreams, how do you go about remembering them? Like, how do you?
Well, the first thing
that?
Is in the morning when you wake up, you should not open your eyes and just keep something that you can just write. That or a tape card or something that you can just write, because as soon as you open your eyes, or if it's bright outside, in meditation, the first thing they do is close their eyes. It cuts down 50% of neural activity. 50% of neural activity is worth that. So as soon as you close your eyes, and then, because if you open your eyes, suddenly you're too awake. Once you're awake, you won't remember your dreams. But the dreams are an amazing source of the aspect. Like, I'm very good at dream interpretation because I'm born in the moon Pluto aspect
my chart to move through the trine. Not only that, I actually do an astrological analysis in my dream.
Really?
Like one day, because I have Sagittarius rising, just like Leonardo da Vinci had the same thing. And in my dream, I was wearing a green shirt, sort of a greenish, olive green shirt, and black shoes. And I said in my dream, it was raining. I said, I bet moon is in Pisces, but I must be touching off my Saturn. And I woke up and looked at the firmament, and sure enough, it was exactly. And it was in the third house. The whole thing, exactly as it was in my dream.
That's fantastic. You know, all these years I've known you, I've never known that you actually interpret dreams.
Oh, absolutely.
Can I tell you the one I had last night? Because I'm dying to tell my husband. I'm dying to tell him because it was about him. I saw him walking out of our condo, and we have a neighbor that is actually vertically, like basically the door is parallel to ours.
Yeah.
And our neighbor, the wife of our neighbor's wife, she opened the door and saw Joey going to work, but he was wearing his underwear. He didn't have any pants on. He forgot to put his pants on. So I'm just wondering, and that's the truth. He was wearing just his black, boxer shorts. And
now, the thing is, in a dream, what you look at is, well, how did you feel? Were you feel embarrassed for him?
I was embarrassed, yes. I remember standing there at the door, and when I saw my neighbor's wife, I said, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
This has to do with the party of guilty upbringing. Like, if your mother played a real guilt trip on you, so if you were, for example, if you were quite cuddly with him, and you were still feeling a bit guilty about it, then other people will find out. So it could be that's like, for example.
That's so funny that you actually brought up this dream thing, because I thought, that was such a crazy dream to have. Joy would never leave the house without a pair of pants on. Especially on his way to work. Maybe he would do that just to go drop the trash off, but I couldn't see him actually going to work like that. So that's so funny that you actually... So callers, listeners, please call us on 1-888-268-4313. And if you don't want to talk about your astrology chart, then tell us about a dream that you had that you want Hassan to interpret for you. You know, this is a fantastic thing we can do.
There are two of the most powerful aspects. I'm very lucky to have been born with both. And there are many different aspects of being an astrologer. One of them is Mercury Pluto aspect, which gives a conscious awareness of truth. And like, for example, there's no concept of stillness in nature. Everything is in a state of motion. Except the concept of God. It's the only thing which is eternal, you could say. Like, for example, your table and everything has got neutrons, protons buzzing around it. The whole earth is moving. Everything is in a state of fact. So I can say it and you can understand it. Or like H2O is always water. And for millions of years it's been there, millions of years it'll be there. Subconscious awareness of truth is the moon truth aspect. There's a totally different ways of understanding the divine truth. One of them is prophetic dreams. When you dream of Jesus, for example, any of these are prophets and all. And all your other colors, if you have white light, some people are very comfortable in white light.
Maybe we have a dream that needs to get interpreted right now. Caller?
Yes, this is Deborah from Huntington Beach, California.
Hi, Deborah. I'm sorry, from where in California?
Huntington Beach, California.
Huntington Beach. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Good. Can you hear us well?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfectly. And your birthday, Deborah?
It's November 25th, 1952.
November 25th, and the year?
1952.
Mm-hmm. Now, Deborah, I just want to ask you before Hassan starts, were you calling to actually have him discuss a dream or your chart?
Oh, my chart.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Great, thank
you. Okay, Deborah, I'm looking at your chart. You were born in the Sagittarius, as you know, with Mercury also being a sign of Sagittarius, which makes you, of course, much more philosophical, very much interested in foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign people, foreign cultures, and you can talk like a house on fire. But the two, three things were very interesting in your chart. First of all, you have Moon in the sign of Pisces, which is very good for children, for old people. You have a certain, you see, I was talking about Leonardo da Vinci before, and he was also born with that. And in his Madonna, you get that spiritual, ethereal type of feeling. You are born with that. Now, every time you're near the ocean, near the water, it's very important for you to be near there.
Oh,
the
that's
second
good
thing is when
I
you
go
were
every
born.
Morning.
I'm sorry?
I said that's good because I go to the ocean every morning and it really renews my spirit.
Oh, wow. That must be so beautiful. Now, when you were born, the real estate market went up because Jupiter was in Taurus when you were born. Every 12 years, this is what happens. It's fantastic for re-owning real estate, land, property, older things, it's excellent. You have a very wealthy chart, by the way. You have a Venus Jupiter trine,
But Venus was in the sign of Capricorn, like Brad Pitt and Elvis Presley and Rock Hudson, like these people. So it's difficult for you to express your emotions. It's like all bottle up emotions. But you do have good appreciation for the material things as well. You're not a materialistic person as such, because you are quite philosophical, but you do have good appreciation, good like houses and the mahogany furniture and long-lasting type of things. That's that Venus in Capricorn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have Mars in the sign of Aquarius, which is exactly what, you know, it's an inventive mind, but also the spine, that you've got to be careful of that. And but you do need more sleep. You have a very active nervous system, you know? Do you know what time you were born?
That'd be 9:10 p.m.
9:10 p.m. And where were you born?
Schenectady, New York.
Oh, I see. Okay. Schenectady. I have quite a few clients there, actually.
Oh.
Well, your rising sign is Leo. Actually, your chart is like a Manhattan chart, by the way. Actually, there's Jason Manhattan, Paris, the fashion capital of the world, and also, so that's part of the theme in your chart. Now, you have Moon in the ninth house, which is an extremely spiritual aspect. In fact, when you go to cruises, for example, or museums and all this, it's a very positive theme. What do you do, actually?
Well, I'm retired from medical research.
Oh, I see. But what kind of medical research are you doing?
I had a master's degree in physical therapy.
Physical therapy, that makes sense, yeah, yeah. But because you're a very good trainer, actually, like when you train on people or giving public lectures, for example. Like Dale Carnegie was born with that, working sign of Sagittarius. It makes you very optimistic and positive. You have Mars in the sixth house. I just noticed when I put the time of birth and Mars, the physical aspect. You also have Venus there. So you were supposed to find the love of your life right in your workplace. But the love matters have been very erratic for you. In fact, the last 2 to 1.5 years were not the best. But now, from end of last year to about this September, is a very positive time for you. I'm just wondering, was there any other alcohol or any deep psychological stress in your family?
Yes, my father was an alcoholic.
Yeah. That's a Saturn-Neptune conjunction that you're born with, actually, in your home environment. It shows up quite strong, actually, in your chart. Now, you see, people inherit the psychological disposition for that.
It doesn't mean
you'll get drunk. You know, there's a certain psychological frame of mind. Like, you get these phobias when you underestimate yourself, or what have I done in my life, and how many have I wasted?
Yes.
It could come out because of relationships, for example, in your case.
Right.
Because that's a difficult one. You're a bit of a lonely eagle, you know. But this year is a very positive year for you to meet the right person, by the way.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
What about as far as a career change or going back
to school? Well, you know, you really should be giving workshops and seminars and all that, but you're going to be keeping a low profile from now. As the planets are coming down your chart. Now, you were supposed to move to a bigger place. This has already started, in effect, from last year. Throughout this year is fantastic for that, or any renovations at home. And from end of this year, throughout next year, is one of the best times other than having children for cats, dogs, anything to do with and your hobbies. But you will start doing things which you really enjoy, rather than being out in the public that much.
Okay.
Yeah. What were you thinking of doing?
Well, actually, right now I do a lot of meditation, and I think
you should take that as an actual profession also.
The meditation.
Because you are very good, and you're a natural teacher, and you have Jupiter and Moon right on top of your chart. So even when the planets are down, you'll still be touching it off. You're deeply spiritual. You're always drawn to foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign people, foreign cultures. And I think you should look into that as an actual hobby. In fact, if you ever want to make documentaries and all that, you have all that in your chart.
Hmm.
And owning the building yourself, because you have very strong assets of real estate, land, and property too. So what were you thinking of, like career change? What were you thinking of doing?
I was thinking of going back to school for acupuncture or an ND degree, naturopathic.
You could have, see, the planets are coming down, so you have 7 years ahead of you to do any of that, actually, if you want. The MD one, you could do that if you want, but it takes such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely would suggest you should have a fantastic website. You have Aquarius in the 8th house, and so you're definitely supposed to make money from that when you have some products.
Okay.
I think you should be speaking from your own experience, from your own opinion, what you think of other people and what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because MD aspect is, I'm not sure that you could do that if you want. You certainly have the intellect for it. It's just too boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you learn things so fast. And it's not, but anything with this audiovisual aspect involved, the internet involved, I really would suggest you should do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Okay, my dear.
And but this year, I really think you should look into relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be such a lonely ego. it's not a normal state for a woman.
I know, but when you've been burned a lot of times.
It doesn't matter how many times you have, because the soul evolved through being hurt in life. You won't be able to write anything beautiful if you want. And you're not a doormat at all. It's just that you are so businesslike, you see. And you won't marry a person just for love. The person will have to be successful, it'll be ambitious and goal-oriented. That's that Venus and Capricorn, your chart, that's to Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should take a trip all around. In fact, you should go to the Middle East. You should go to Dubai. It'd be absolutely amazing for you.
Go to where?
The same place. You know, the same place you're having problems with the port right now? Dubai.
Uh-huh. Oh, Dubai?
Oh, you will absolutely love it.
Oh, I bet I would.
Yeah, you have Libra and Scorpio in the fourth house. You take exactly. Libra is like, it's like Paris and New York put together.
But surrounded by ocean.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me.
So.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you
for calling.
Good evening.
Bye. Bye-bye. I'm very jealous of her going to the beach every morning. That is,
can you believe
that
it?
Is so fantastic. We don't have that here in Toronto, unfortunately.
But she really should start sharing also, you know, with somebody.
Her chart is a beautiful chart.
Well, see, one of my clients had, who was almost like a billionaire, you know, this lady, she was one of these Greek tycoons. A very almost identical aspect, the same Venus and Capricorn. And in the last CD that I made for her, I said, I'm not going to tell you how many more millions you're going to make, but all I want you to do is I want you to make it available to other people. I said, go to do it. You know what she should do? I forgot to say she should take up salsa dancing because she's very independent. She thinks like a man, and coming from me, it's a compliment. But when you go into salsa dancing, the man has to take the lead. She's actually quite feminine, but because she has a strong mind, most men may feel a bit threatened and all that, you know. And she always becomes a therapist for the people. She's always saving people. And she's very positive. So she cannot pretend to be helpless because, you know, like some people can. But she is, with that Jupiter touching off her Venus, this is a fantastic year for her to meet the right person. Right about July, August. It's an excellent aspect. Starts from the end of last year. But in salsa dancing, you see you're changing partners and the man has to take the lead. It'll be perfect for her.
Maybe that's where she would meet the love of her life.
Yes. In fact, she will be meeting the person right in a workplace.
In the workplace.
That's what it shows, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I particularly don't really like the acupuncture thing, like, you know, the comedians and a thing and all that. It affects the parasympathetic nervous system. I do know that it does work. It definitely does. Like that, but I'm not sure if it just makes the person more harsh, like a woman. It doesn't nurture the woman's side. Like, for example, a woman playing drums. To me, it's not a very natural thing. But she plays the piano or the harp. It's so much more beautiful. It's much more natural.
I can see where you're coming from. Yeah, yeah. I think I can understand that.
Because I really love it. Because many of these women, for example, they're so lonely and they're really drum, drum, and they call it music, you know. Rhythm and music are two completely different things. And in fact, it affects the heartbeat.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, Pythagoras, he comes with the lyre and the strings instruments, the most healing instruments. He comes with the drum the worst. That's like, actually, they're not healing at all. Huh. I mean, it's interesting, Lola, but I think, you know, it's like she has to resort to being more feminine in this aspect, you know. Because she thinks, and the fact that she's doing meditation, all that is fine, but essentially, it can isolate a person.
Yeah, we have another caller, husband. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Sorry that I don't know quite what that is, but I'll get that out later on. Whatever.
No problem.
That.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
I'm Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Nicole, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Calgary, Alberta, another Canadian. Nicole, what's your birth date?
May 7th, 1976.
May 7th, 1976. And are you calling about your chart or about a dream?
Yes.
Actually, about my chart.
Perfect.
Okay. What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, how are you, my dear?
Nicole from Calgary.
Did you see my, you know, I was there in October on Breakfast Television and quite a few shows I was there. Have you heard me before, Nicole? That was the first time?
No, this is my first time.
Okay. Well, welcome to our show. As you know, you're a Taurus. You have Venus and Jupiter also in the sign of Taurus. You remind me of boarding schools and very prim and proper upbringing and Victoria's Secrets and the pink color and the laces and the beautiful, like really old-fashioned values, you know?
Yeah.
Real good old romance. Very, okay. Very wealthy chart, but where you have to be careful is your stomach area. You've got
right.
acidity in the stomach, and you need to take some yogurt, which is very different from dairy products. But,
okay.
And it's alkaline. You need something alkaline because you have a lot of acidity. Because this is one of the indications of heart. And like in the parents, if there are any heart problems or any surgeries, any kneecap problems, that's just Mars Saturn theme, you know? You're very
okay.
rebellious against authority, by the way. And you're an exceptionally bright person with a nice wisdom element that I was talking about before, like all the social issues, etc. Must be very important for you.
All right.
Can you hear me,
Nicole?
By the way?
Nicole, can you hear us?
Barely, yeah. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Did you understand all the things that I said?
Yes, I agree with that, actually. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, you get bored fast also. You're very versatile when you can do several things and do them well. But in love matters, you're basically a one a man woman. I don't mean one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday.
You mean one woman man? No?
One man woman.
Oh, I get it. One man woman.
Very faithful
okay.
and all that.
Yep,
but,
that's me.
Is he right about that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a single mom, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, the years 92, 93 were different, difficult. Also, the year 2000 and 2001 was very difficult for you.
Yes,
and
it was
from last year, from end of last year, you were supposed to meet the right person throughout this year, but you're also going through a major testing period in love matters as well. Do you know what time
okay.
you were born, Nicole?
Pardon me?
What time were you born, Nicole?
Oh, 12:04 a.m.
12:04 a.m.
Amazing. Everybody knows their time, yeah? And you were born in Calgary or what?
Yes, I am.
You know, this time when I went to Calgary, I was so surprised. It was so amazing. Absolutely booming.
Yes,
place.
It's expanded a lot, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that accident consideration that I was saying in your chart, the only area that you get really upset really fast is with the husband. Your Mars-Saturn conjunction in the seventh house of marriage. That's major aspects of legal matters and anger and temper, everything.
Yeah.
And I wonder what sign was he?
Well, I'm a single mom, so I'm not dating anyone.
No, but what sign was like the last part?
He was a Taurus.
A Taurus.
I see. Okay. And what do you do at the moment, by the way?
Sorry?
What do you do? Like, what kind of work do you do?
I do administration.
I see. God, I'd love to have somebody like you work with me.
But Hassan, what kind of sign should she be looking for?
Well, she's very versatile. She also has this very special aspect. You see, you were also born when the real estate market went up. So for owning property, owning things which have historical element, is fantastic in your chart. I think you should have your own place as well. Anything where there's an aspect of, it's not just a fashion clothing. But, you know, because you have all this Venus aspect. Do you spend a lot of time at home also?
Yeah, I know. I've wanted to have my own business with healing products to help people.
It would be fantastic. And also, even if you want to start a spa, it would be excellent. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Nicole, I just wanted to let you know I have a very dear friend that moved from Toronto to very close to Calgary, and you'd probably be interested in knowing about him. You can look it up on the web. He's
okay.
a naturopath, and just going back to what Hassan said about you needing to lower your acidity level, you
yes.
should look into a product called Ionic Coral Calcium.
Ionic Coral Calcium.
Yeah, and actually you can read up on this on my friend's website. His
okay.
name is Dr. Errol Wolf, and the website is...
I know him quite well,
You
actually.
Know him well, yeah. His website is the, so it's T-H-E, Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, clinic.com.
Yes. TheWolfClinic.com?
Yeah, and he's in your area, so you'd be very happy to hear about that. And you could just, if you ever do talk to him, just tell him that you... heard it from
English.
Yeah. He's a very good friend of mine. I've known him since I was 16.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Good looking, Virgo.
Yeah, so if you're interested in something with the work of healing therapy and all that, you should check out his website for sure. You'll be up till 4 in the morning just on his website.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
But the next 3-4 weeks, you've got to be a bit careful of health matters, you know. You have Mars in your sixth house right now, which shows up major restructuring going on in your workplace right now. And it's touching off your Neptune. So your whole age group, when the children are more prone to infections and common cold, your whole immune system body is a bit down. It shows up, right? It's a very obsessive aspect. But try to, the father of your, is it your son or daughter?
I just recently moved, so I'm just really run down.
So you're run down, Do you have a son or a daughter?
I have 2 boys.
You have 2 boys?
Yes.
And what is their date of birth?
February 19th, 98.
February 19th.
And the other one?
May 14th, 2003.
May 14th, 2003.
That's beautiful. Try to be nice to the father also.
Oh, they're not involved.
No. The fathers are not involved.
Yes.
No, I realize, but you see, for boys, they lack moral aspect later on. Otherwise, you see, for example, Clinton's father was missing, Hitler's father was missing. So when the father is not missing, there's a certain moral aspect lacking, you find. Now, the 2003 one, he's going to be a bit of a playboy asset about him. But it's very, very truthful. The other one is exceptionally bright. Very, very bright, but he's also very deep feelings. But what I'm saying is, see, even if it's a fantasy, it's important for the father also to be involved. Because that's one area that you are not normal. You're very much a woman, and you're, in a sense, like a real woman. Like you're a very faithful person. You have this Uranus Venus, which indicates some the stress that you went through. But you're very intellectual. But being intellectual, there's a certain amount of down-to-earth wisdom lacking. But you are exceptionally bright, and you can change the whole system. But I think it's important for the child to have both the father and the mother, you know, and especially for boys to have the contact. And so complete, don't worry about the pride, ego, anything. Just for their sake, make sure that they contact you. And don't say that, well, he can contact them anytime. You know, you should try to make sure. Even if you get angry, you know, don't. That's only, you know, whenever you talk to their father, make sure you drink lots of water, because that will dilute all the enzymes that are secreted in the stomach, because when you get angry, you know, it's a very kind of volatile aspect.
And it'll help you get rid of all those toxins.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the boys, I know you're quite possessive. That's why, you know, the boys are important. But by the way, besides the healing thing, I think you should get involved with something beauty related. Very much for women, like the spa, for example. You'll be fantastic in that. You know, Mary Kay was born with Venus and Taurus like you.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my clients happens to be the mother of Robin Wright Penn, the actress in Beverly Hills, Sean Penn's wife. And Sean Penn's mother-in-law happens to also be a client of mine, and she is the top person in Mary Kay. And exactly the same Venus and Taurus, just like you.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are supposed to make a difference in the life of the masses, you know.
Isn't that exciting to have a chart like that?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a big responsibility. You know, when God gives you such a sort of a sacred aspect, you know.
Right.
Okay, my dear.
Lots of challenges.
Yeah, by the way, this is a very, very good year for your size business. I'm out of that concern to get your website going, to think of all the things you want to do. But at the same time, and end of this year, you should be prepared for it. Because from end of this year, throughout next year, is absolutely fantastic. You're coming up in life. Everything is moving up in your chart. Like last 2-3 years were definitely not very good. And you may feel a bit depleted right now, but it's only a temporary aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. As the planets are moving up. Okay, my dear. And you will be known for the beauty aspect and the sort of judicial outlook towards life, having that Libra right on top of the chart. Just like the other Vinci that we talked about.
We did. We just talked about that. That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Nicole, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
And you can go to our website if you want. It's astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. And if you go to our newsletter, you can actually subscribe yourself. And it's a free thing. We'll send you our newsletter, and it's very interesting, actually.
So you should hook on, Nicole.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go check that out right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your
Thank
insight.
You for calling. Take care of yourself. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
it's nice to see the Mercury Pluto, you know, that makes a good sign. But it's really, you know, it makes it feel so sad when their children, like boys, you know, they need their father also.
Well, you know, nowadays there's a lot of separated families.
And that's why you have so many problems in the world. So many problems in the world. You can have like 15,000 clients, so many people will come to me, you know. And I tell them, and the thing is, see, every time I tell them, you see, when it regards with your husband, how he was and all that, but like in her case, two of the best moments in her life were when her children were born. The greatest happiness. Nobody can give that except, like, and her husband was able to give that. And we immortalize each other's genes for generations. 1,000 years from now, her genes and their genes will show.
Mm.
As long as we keep having children, you know. That's what I think, and it's important for the, actually, normally boys are attached to the mother a lot. But if they're too close, like she's quite possessive, she has all these Taurus planets. I'm sure she's very nurturing also.
She's probably a great mom.
She is, except that you see the interest of the children, you know, it's just completely, forget about what the man-made laws say and all that. This is an answer of divine truth. Because in her case, she's got a Mars-Saturn conjunction. This is the classic answer of where people can get heart problems. Or the father had heart problems and the husband. Also, like, it's an accident configuration for the husband. She's drawn to people who stand out in a crowd. With a bit of a delicate ego. So she can be very cool, aloof, and detached. So they almost have to half kill themselves to get the attention. So that's a Mars-Saturn theme.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, someday, you know, we'll come up with all these things on our website. People will be able to see all their relationships, how they get married. And,
yeah,
and
well, that's what I was, you just read my mind, because I was just going to say to you that, you know, before you actually get married to somebody, maybe you'd want to match up a chart.
Yeah. Now, see, she has Venus in Taurus. Normally, it also indicates having that Mars in the seventh house, so the husband is a bit violent. Now, what I recommend to these people is that they should be drawn to men with strong masculine identity. It's beyond her control. Because she is very feminine herself, and she likes men with a strong personality. But if they have good sporting outlets, then it's fantastic. Like one of my clients has a very similar theme, and she's married to this fellow from Hamilton Tigers. And they have the most beautiful relationship. But he's got, so she's married to a physical person who has very good physical outlets. And if he doesn't have, then it makes it difficult for you. Yeah, she needs somebody who she can communicate with. It's very important because she's very rational and good sense of humor. But a Venus and Taurus, this part indicates that she needs somebody like Earth planets or water planets. Either Venus and Virgo or Capricorn, or Venus and Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces.
Interesting. So if there's any other listeners out there that would like any more advice from Hassan, please call 1-888-268-4313. And he'd be more than happy to answer any questions. But I was just going to say, it's very interesting how, you know, you can just pick up on that according to somebody's chart as to what chart would complement theirs. So if somebody were to call and then also give not just their birthday, but let's say somebody that they just started to date, and facilitate a relationship with, you could actually tell them what was a healthy one or a non-healthy one.
Absolutely. See, if somebody has Venus in Libra, for example, you know, I'm composing these 12 different pieces for each different sign, you know. Actually, on our website also, you're getting that very soon. But as soon as you think of, for example, if I play a little on the keyboard, you should be able to tell exactly which Venus position would that be. Now, you remember this famous song, right? So there's a Venus in Libra for you. The love story. And now, for
you're
those
so
people,
talented, Hassan.
No, but
really
it's a romantic aspect. And Bill Clinton is born Venus in Libra, for example. So the sharing part becomes a very important aspect for them. Prince Charles also born the same aspect. You know what's really interesting? I was looking at the Oscars. Willis Spoon, I knew she would win, actually, because that was quite obvious. She had many Jupiter-Uranus and Uranus-Jupiter aspects. But, and George Clooney's chart is exactly like this lady who called.
You knew he was going to win.
Venus in Taurus. I know his girlfriend's chart very well. You know, she regrets it now because, you know, she cheered on him, actually. She's quite a famous actress herself.
You mean George Clooney's girlfriend? But he has many of them. I mean, he was spotted
one love of his life.
Really?
Which hardly anybody knows. I know a lot of these things.
Really?
Somebody, if I came up with them, all these inside things, it would be amazing. Of course, you have to be extremely confidential.
Well, that's
I was looking at Jack Nicholson's chart. You know, people don't realize that he was an astrological twin of Saddam Hussein.
You're kidding.
But then he's played some weird roles himself.
Very weird. He's an amazing actor, though.
Yeah.
So what does that say for Saddam?
But Saddam is actually quite wise, you know. Like, I know all these things that happen because, you see, he's very, it's like a, you know, when people have the Mercury in Taurus, it gives a nice wisdom, very, very practical, very down to earth. But they're not very intellectual. They're not very rational. So if somebody does something wrong, they'll just get even with them just in a physical way. That's what happens, you know.
So would Saddam Hussein be a better actor than a...
No, no, he's not an acting part, but he's very real.
I see. We have another caller, Hassan. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello, my name is Pearlene Campbell.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
My name is Pearlene.
Pearlene, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks. So, Pearlene, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Virginia. And your birth date, please.
My birthday is July 27th,
1945. July 27th. What's the year again?
1945.
Pearlene. Hi,
yes.
Pearlene. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. I'm looking at your chart. As you know, you're born under the sign of Leo. But
yes.
Pluto, very close to the sun sign, it gives you a bit of a Scorpio touch also, makes you a bit more intense. And you have Mercury in the sign of Virgo. So this Leo-Virgo combination is exactly what Carl Jung was born with.
Yeah, is that
okay.
Right?
Can you hear us, Pearlene?
Not really well. I've been listening for a while, and I think part of the problem is we can't keep up with how fast you talk.
That's true. That's very true. But is it the speed of what I'm saying, or is it, but can you hear me, though?
It's just a little bit fuzzy, but I can hear if you'll slow down just a little bit.
Sure, I could. I could, yeah. Well, you have Mercury in the sign of Virgo, like Carl Jung, the psychologist.
Yes.
And you're a natural teacher. Anything which has to do with life sciences, you're excellent in. And you're very organized, quite a perfectionist, actually. Very ethical. You also have a very strong mind. You're a very good troubleshooter, actually. But in love matters, you tend to be very independent. And you also are born with Moon in the sign of Pisces, like that other lady who had called from California. So the ocean, the water, that's very important for you. Do you know what time you were born, by the way?
No, I'm not sure. I believe it was in the morning, but I'm not sure.
I see. And where were you born?
I was born in Tennessee.
Oh, I see. Okay. In Tennessee. And what kind of work do you do, by the way?
Right now, I'm taking care of my Alzheimer's mother.
I see.
She lives
with
me, and it takes a great deal
of
my
time. You
know? I'm sorry, what was that?
I take care of my mother, who has Alzheimer's, and that is a full-time job for me. She lives with me.
Yes, absolutely. You're right, yeah. Maybe that's where the psychologist aspect comes out in your case, but very caring, for sure. But, you know, in your case, you have a very active nervous system.
Yes.
Do you have trouble sleeping at all?
Yes.
What I would suggest is you should take that melatonin that I was saying from time to time.
Yes, I thought about that when you were talking to her.
You really should, you know, because your mind is so active. And the thing is, and you should also know, everything has to be very productive and useful for you.
Yes.
So you might feel that because you like to be very efficient and not waste time, so as little sleep, maybe that's the reason you're thinking. But we solve a lot of our problems when we're sleeping. So you should take that into consideration, you know?
I didn't know that. You
absolutely.
Actually, you really do. You solve
that's
problems.
Right.
So your dreams help you solve those problems?
Absolutely. That also, just when you're sleeping, the mind rests. And the whole day you have all kinds of problems, and it solves all of that, you know?
Really?
Yeah. So it becomes a very a productive thing for you, and actually, you know? It's very important. But you have a very active nervous system. That's why you need some nice bubble baths and Epsom salt. And, you know, you're supposed to have a cottage or a property near the ocean, near the water. That'll also be very positive for you. In fact,
yes,
having that
I love
moon
to
inside.
Listen to recordings of the ocean.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right about not sleeping, but tell me, should I be leaving the radio on at night? Do
I would not suggest
learn
that, no.
Anything?
No, I definitely would not suggest that.
The thing is, your mind will, as I said, if it's just instrumental light, it is fine, like classical music, for example. But you've got to understand that many of these composers were also quite crazy. Like the first part of, you know, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, it's beautiful. And then he goes into the real rhapsody thing, you know, then becomes really fast. So if he was angry, you would become angry. Because he's
yes,
a good composer.
True. I'm very selective about music. I want
yes,
it to be.
I know that, yes, yeah. But the thing is also, if there's a slight distortion or anything, you're very much aware of that. I mean, you will notice a hair split in a vase. That's a Virgo sign. But make sure that there's no light at all in the bedroom when you're sleeping.
So no light and no noise.
No.
No light and no noise.
Well, I mean, you could have the classical music if it relaxes you, but not words.
Actually,
then you
I have
to the
begun turning my computer completely off when I go to bed. I even flip the switch on the power strip so that there are
no little light indicators
and such.
Yeah. No, it does, because you have a very active nervous system, or if you're watching the TV too long, for example. So try to get at least once or twice between midnight and 6 o'clock if you can sleep.
Yes,
but
I'll
melatonin will help you for sure. And just enjoy, you know, you don't have to be, everything is so useful for you. Like I just throw Chanel and all kinds of perfumes in my bubble bath sometimes, you know.
That sounds good. Now
yeah.
I have another question.
And there's a complete like mental relaxation.
I have a question. I am 60 years old, as you can tell by my birthday, and my husband is retiring, and we spend a lot of time together. And we've been married for 40 years, and so we get along quite well. But we seem to sometimes be not exactly matched, and so I would like to know how to work better with him.
What's his date of birth?
His birthday is September the 8th, 1945.
Herlene, that's my birthday, September the 8th.
Is that right?
Not the year, but the date and the month.
you sound much younger than me.
She's a beautiful actress, actually. You know, Pauline, in your case, you know, he is, in terms of love matters, you two are very compatible. He's actually, he's got a certain charisma about him. But there's a very easy way to get along well with him. He's more of a Leo than you are. Even though he's a Virgo, but he has Mercury in the sign of Leo. You tend to be very critical. You notice every defect.
Yes.
The easiest thing to get along well with him is to agree with whatever he's saying first. Tell him how fantastic, say, wow, you are so right. And then give you a viewpoint. Now, he has Mercury in Leo just like Bush. So, you know, but Bill Clinton is also born with that. But I love that Mercury in Leo placement. But you've got to respect their viewpoint. But he's just so arrogant about it because he feels that he's right all the time. So maybe that's what you rebel against. But don't criticize him. Because first of all, he's totally immune to that. He won't even listen to you. He will just think that something is wrong with you, that you're not understanding him.
Yes, that's so true.
But go along with him first and then give you a viewpoint.
Yes,
but he has very intelligent leadership ability. And he has a lot of these Libra planets, which is beautiful and like a very, like a peace-loving aspect about him. But he does have a Mars-Neptune square, so he does need to be careful of obsessions and, like, I would be very careful of alcohol or any pills and all that he becomes, like, addicted to.
You know, you're exactly right. When he was in the workforce, his personality profile would always click for him to be an addictive personality. But actually, he is not. Because of our belief system, we don't use alcohol or tobacco or anything like that.
Excellent. No, it's actually,
so
but the obsessive part is there.
We're very fortunate not to have those habits. But he does like playing poker and things like that.
I see.
It can become addictive.
But I like his personality. He's very charismatic. The way he speaks, he's very convincing. So you must sort of grudgingly admire him.
I do. He's a very good man.
But in love matters, you certainly do get along. But you're not drawn to normal men anyways. You're drawn to people a bit eccentric, brilliant, having that Venus-Uranus conjunction. What kind of work was he doing? He must have been into management place, I guess, yeah?
Say that again. I didn't hear the last.
Was he into the management? Like, what was he doing? What kind of work was he doing?
He was in nuclear services. Going to nuclear power plants for servicing and refueling, that sort of thing.
I see. You know, you have Uranus very close to Venus, and Uranus is in nuclear technology as well as electronics and spatial technology. People who are involved with that, so this is a very destined relationship, you know. And you do have Aquarius as part of your seventh house of marriage, which is also hydro and all these other things, you know. He's a very, very capable person, though.
Yeah.
And, he also does need to be careful in the stomach area and also sugar.
Yes, he has diabetes.
Yeah. With all these Libra aspects in his chart.
Wow, Hassan, I can't believe how dead on you are when you see somebody's chart about their health issues.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
It's the astrology part, you know. But he's getting some great aspects.
Is there something I should watch out for?
Say that again?
In health, is there something I should be looking for?
In your chart? Let's take a look.
You know, most of the things would be related to exactly that. But in your case, you do have a bit of a nervous stomach also. So make sure you take the yogurt for alkaline. But at the same time, it's a sleeping part. If you can just get that in order, then they'll be fine.
And you can go and actually purchase some ionic coral calcium as well.
Yes.
By the way, this October...
You know, it's strange. I think I must be a bit intuitive because I just yesterday went to the Whole Foods store and bought a pH kit to keep my pH in the right range.
Excellent. By the way, from this October to next September is a fantastic time for you physically, for health matters, for travel. But you're going to be keeping a bit of a low profile in about a year's time. As the planets are coming down, you have to start doing things which you really enjoy. You are quite talented, even in writing, by the way. It's just that you tend to underestimate yourself, and you're very self-critical. So try don't care for other people's opinions so much.
I'll work on that.
Good
I'll
call
you to help improve myself. I will work on that.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Give my regards to your husband also. I really like his chart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Hassan, his chart is very similar to my. Is that my chart? Very similar? Because we were born.
Yes.
How does that work? Because I was born on September 8th, so her husband was born September 8th. So how does that work?
Well, he has Venus in Leo. You have Venus in Virgo. That part is different. But he has Mercury in Leo, so it's quite charismatic. And you see, because I value that. I mean, I really love your thinking, like the way you talk and all that. It's just because she tends to be rather critical, and she notices the defects right away, and she doesn't even have to say anything; just a little frown. And really get that.
It's true, because when my husband frowns or he'll just make a facial expression, I take that as more than a facial expression. I take
it as
something devastating. So I was thinking of going home to tell my husband to stop criticizing me. Not that he does. He does and he doesn't. I'm just teasing. But I'm just going to go home and tell him to just agree with everything I say because her son says so. But I don't think that'll work. So.
He's such an interesting fellow, though.
Yeah.
He has Mercury in Pisces. He's more sensitive than most women that I know.
He is very sensitive, my husband.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love him so. Yeah. It's interesting how you said that she was destined to be with her husband and their charts.
It's really like you and your husband. He has Venus in Taurus and you have Venus in Virgo. It's exactly trines each other. So it's a very strong bond when it comes to love matters. They'll always be there. In communication, which one different? You have very good management skills. He doesn't. He listens to everybody's problems. He cannot fire anybody, for example. And he listens to their problems and their children's problems, their family, everybody.
That's true.
So
that's
he
true.
Really needs somebody else to do the management part.
That's true. I have absolutely no problem firing anybody.
But you're a very good promoter also.
Yeah.
Excellent promoter, you know, because when you believe in something.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that I just happened to mention the Wolf Clinic, but you, hey.
Well, thank you very much to everybody. And next Wednesday, we'll see you again. And each time, we'll get better and better.
Thank you so much, listeners. We had a wonderful 2 hours tonight, live with Hassan. And
thank you very much, Ingrid.
Thank you, Hassan. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.